We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
My mind is unable to even wrap my head around everything that's happening right now. Aaron calls us up. He goes on a date with Tiffany. They have a great date, and then she disappears. He wants to know why, so we go ghost hunting, and it turns out on the date, she went through his phone and found that he was texting a buddy about her and she didn't like what he was saying.
Okay, let me tell it from the other perspective. Okay. We've gone ghost hunting for Aaron, who's wondering why Tiffany has ghosted him after date number one. On date number one, Aaron is awkwardly texting and then sets down his phone upside down and then goes to the men's room. So Tiffany, being smart, being like, wow, that was weird body language. He's a weird dude. What was he texting? Looks, turns over the phone and looks that he's been telling his buddy that she wasn't really weekend hot material, but she was okay if you had beer goggles on, and insulting her appearance. So, of course, after that, she ghosted, took off, told her mom he's a jerk.
Hey, Aaron, welcome back to the show. And how are things on Dodge a Bullet Island?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean,
thank you.
That's crazy behavior.
So, Aaron, I'd like to know if every woman falls on some sort of, like, appearance scale for you, and you often text your guy buddies superficially about the women that you date.
Do not even pretend that women don't do that back to guys.
Yeah, but that's so rude and callous to be doing it while you're sitting across from the girl.
Well, actually, did you send that text message? Is that even true?
I did send the text. My buddy from back home was texting me because he knew I was on my first date and I really hadn't hung out with anyone at all in Atlanta. He was asking me how it was going. She happened to be looking at her phone at the same time, too. It wasn't like I just picked up my phone and, like, randomly texted. And, you know, listen, I think, like, everyone has initial physical attraction to people on varying levels. And that doesn't mean that, like, the more you get to know someone and, you know, understand their personality, they could become way more attractive to you. It wasn't like I said she was ugly or like, I said she's attractive. I said she was attractive, you know?
Right. Do you remember what you said in the message, like verbatim?
I don't remember verbatim. I think it was something along the lines of, yeah, she's a really attractive girl, but she's not like weekend going out bar hot, you know, like, and you know, that's kind of what it was. You know, she was like, she'd come from work. And that probably affects like the way she was like,
wait a minute, Aaron, we're getting at sidetrack because that doesn't even matter. You can say whatever you want on the privacy of your own phone.
Exactly.
In a private text conversation.
Well,
you could have said that
wasn't that stealthy.
Do you have a password on your phone?
Yeah, so she must have, I guess, just picked it up really quick. Like, listen, she obviously doesn't care. Like, I feel like I could have turned right back around and then she would have been, like, looking at my phone. And then, what? You know, like, I have no interest in continuing to see someone who has just blatant disregard for anyone's privacy right off the bat.
That is the right answer, Aaron.
I just think it was smart.
Oh, my God.
She saved herself some time.
This is fantastic. My mind is blown. I don't even know. I don't even have the words to process this. But the phones are ringing off the hook. Aaron, sorry that happened to you. Thank you.
Sorry that happened to you.
Sorry that, yes. Oh,
I'm glad that fish is back in the sea.
All right, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. I don't even have to. The phone numbers are lit up.
I don't even want to say goodbye to him.
404-741-9400 is the phone number, but it's not like we have to wait for any phone calls. Oh, my gosh.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.